This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Uncertainty in the ag sector is nothing new. However, the level of uncertainty for all areas of agriculture has ramped up in 2025. How can U.S. agriculture find more stable ground? We will hear more from Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, says that U.S. agriculture needs more stable ground to stand on to be as efficient and productive as possible without the fears of increased uncertainty.
We need certainty in the markets. We need certainty in policy. We need certainty at USDA. Right now, I mean, as farmers, we wrestle uncertain conditions all the time, right? Markets go up, they go down. We have a lot of challenges with weather and so forth. But right now, the government is adding to that with trade war uncertainty and where that's ultimately going to go. We're already seeing the increased costs associated with that. Stagnant markets, we don't know where that's going to go. All of this is in the context of a 2018 farm bill that didn't get us through a pandemic very well.
One of the biggest factors adding to uncertainty is the lack of a new five-year farm bill. Despite numerous hurdles in Congress that must be cleared, LaRue says that a new farm bill in 2025 simply must happen.
Our point is that it has to be realistic. I think we need to reject the notion that Congress can simply just continue to kick the can down the road. We've already done two extensions on this farm bill. We already urged Congress to take action before we got into an election year. We got into an election year. We said it would be next to impossible to get a farm bill done. Well, unfortunately, we were right. And so now we're in an environment where they're talking about cuts and savings. This is a terrible environment to be doing in a farm bill. But unfortunately, the conditions out there, particularly the farm economy, demands action right now.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.